So Over the Black Dot is back for another season. What can fans expect this time around, and any exciting changes or additions to the show?
Yeah, well, it's very exciting that not just Over the Black Dot's back, but rugby league in general, and you know, all of the crew are re-energised and really looking forward to getting back into it. Yeah, I think it's going to have a similar sort of structure. It's the same crew, and as I said, probably this year we'll probably be delving a little bit more into a bit more detail and going into a lot more topics and a lot more detail because the structure has changed up a little. So yeah, we're going to, you know, be voicing our opinions a lot more on key subjects and also really focusing on you know, our Indigenous players and also highlighting the great things they're doing in community as well.
And the show over the years has built a really loyal following. What do you think makes Over the Black Dot stand out from other footy programs?
I just think we're different. You know, I think we have a really good key point in and around our Indigenous players. And I think how our Indigenous players play and conduct themselves, you know, it really grabs the attention of the audience. They love watching our men and women play. And I just think we give them a different sort of perspective on rugby league as well. We aren't like the other shows that, you know, sort of focus on a lot of the negative issues that are happening or things that are going to, you know, grab attention in the headlines. We're sort of focusing on real issues and also a lot in community as well. So I think it's just that bit more of a, you know, real feel to it and no sort of agendas based, and people can just really sit back and enjoy the really exciting parts of the game rather than focusing on, you know, key off-field incidences or again, things that are going to sell headlines. So, you know, we have a great product and, you know, our players are a very big part of that product and, you know, really get a lot of people engaged, and I think a lot of people are watching them play as well.
And how important is it to have a program that not only covers rugby league but also brings in, you know, that cultural perspective and those community stories that you were just mentioning?
Oh, it's huge. You know, it's everything. You know, cultures are, rugby league's a big part of our culture and a lot of our communities, headed up probably by the knockout each year. And, you know, I just think, you know, seeing a lot of community members that do go on and play in the NRL or even any community pieces that we do display, you know, along of our, as I said, Indigenous men, women, but also children and just different comps in and around predominantly New South Wales and Queensland to just really highlight what's going on the ground. And also showcasing, you know, a lot of the future talents, but also individuals that, you know, have done our game proud, and also a lot of community men and women who have done our game proud as well. So, as I said, you know, being able to touch on a lot of them different key things just, you know, really highlights the importance that rugby league plays in our communities and also highlights our culture through rugby league as well. So, yeah, it's fantastic we can provide that service and also showcase them talents and add that cultural element in as well.
And the show has a great mix of analysis, banter and storytelling. How do you and the team strike that balance when you're on the panel?
Well, look, I just think it's, you know, we've built up a relationship for a long period of time now, not just through the work we do on Over the Black Dot, but, you know, a lot of the community work that we do together. Or again, you know, a lot of the community events, but, you know, myself and Dean played for a long period of time. You know, everyone, you know, loves Bo and her sort of views on the game and how passionate she is. And Tamana's been fantastic as well. He, you know, he's probably achieved the most on the panel and, you know, he gives it a real different insight as well. So I think it's a really good balance. But also we, you know, we respect each other and, I think we're pretty open and honest with each other, both on and off the air, and try to help where we can. So I think that mutual respect allows us to have that bit of fun on the show and then also get a little bit more serious when we have to get a little bit more serious as well on some key issues that need discussion.
Yeah, you guys always have, I guess, as you mentioned, you guys know each other. Some of you have played together before, but also just, you know, that community, like we all kind of know each other, so it's, you know, you feel comfortable, you can have a laugh, but you know, you can also voice your opinion. So yeah, you definitely get that feeling when you're watching it as a viewer, which is really nice. And the show also brings in guest appearances and community yarns. Are there any special guests or stories lined up that we should be looking forward to this year?
Well, I think Dean's probably the better one for that. I know he's currently over in Vegas, but he, you know, he heads up a lot of our community yarns and talks, and he's on the ground there in the Indigenous, both Indigenous teams throughout Indigenous throughout All Stars Week. But yeah, I think just, you know, I think things come to hand throughout the season as well, and we hear about different things that are happening, and then we're able to, you know, get some crew out on the ground or report on them. You know, I think there's going to be a real big focus too around knockouts and carnivals this year, and again how we can, you know, better provide a, you know, more detail leading up to it, and then also, you know, great coverage throughout them weekends as well. So, you know, I think it's going to be really exciting, especially not just for our Indigenous fans, but for our non-Indigenous fans as well. You know, because we will be covering a lot of different things and a lot of different aspects, as opposed to the other football shows on different channels. So, yeah, it's going to be a really exciting year, and I know that, you know, all of us are looking forward to it. And, yeah, we'll, again, try to provide that entertainment, that bit of fun, but also that seriousness around rugby league when we have to.
In addition to Over the Black Dot, you're also part of NITV's coverage of the Koori Knockout each year. What makes the Koori Knockout so special to you, and to be a part of it, to you know, be part of the coverage team?
Oh, I just love it. You know, it's a big part of who we are, and it's what everyone looks forward to. You know, I live on the Mid North Coast, and you know, we try to get rugby league focused from a week to week level, but you know, as soon as we start talking about week to week, every, you know, every second meeting, the conversations in and around knockout, and you just get so many conversations and so many passionate individuals who, the best part about the knockout, especially, you know, before it starts, is all the lead up, who's playing for who. And then, you know, when the draw's announced, there's another bit of excitement. And then everyone believes that when they go to the knockout, they can win the knockout. So before a ball's kicked off, that, you know, excitement level, and then you get the dramas throughout the weekend of different things that happen, you know, tries on the bell, first, you know, first try scorer going through, favourites getting knocked out or drawing each other early on, and then it becomes a war of attrition throughout that weekend. So there's never a sort of a time throughout the weekend until someone walks away with the trophy that, you know, there isn't some action or something going on or that bit of excitement or anticipation that you're looking forward to something special. I just love how it brings all of our communities together at one time, and you don't see many people very often, especially, you know, if you do live in Sydney or if you are in the country, until, you know, you can get out to a knockout or meet up with them there. So that's something that's really special, and it's an annual event where you know that certain people will be there, and rugby league brings you together, and then, you know, you compete, you do your best, and then obviously someone walks away with that trophy at the end. But all in all, it's just a great weekend that brings us all together and gives us a chance to celebrate, again, our culture, but also rugby league.
And we'll definitely be looking forward to the knockout yarns on Over the Black Dot, because I know there'll be lots of them in the lead-up. Who are you excited to watch this year? Are there any standout players or teams that are looking strong that we should be looking out for?
I haven't given it a huge amount of thought at the moment. There's an old saying, like, you know, you don't look too much into trial form or sort of players that have been signed off season. But it's probably, you know, if I'm looking forward to a bit of change and for a team that has been on the bottom for a while, who's recruited really well, as the West Tigers. You know, I know what it's like to go through them sort of periods, and then to attract star players to your club. It's just exciting for their fans. And I'm excited for Benji as well, in regards to having a team where I think they're going to play an exciting brand of football and have a really strong spine. So I think the West Tigers would be someone to really look forward to. And I think, you know, it's probably another conversation around who can finally knock off Penrith. I think, you know, most fans are, yeah, they've won, you know, a certain amount in a row now. And I think some fans are sort of just wanting to see them get knocked off that mantelpiece. And, you know, probably the favourites at the moment will be Melbourne and Brisbane, especially with, you know, Maguire going to Brisbane, and also Melbourne coming off that grand final loss. So there's some exciting things. And, you know, as always, love seeing how the Bunnies are going to transpire. And they've had a bit of drama to start their season with Wayne there now. But that's the best thing about rugby league. You know, 7 days is a long time. Things can really turn up or down. And that's what keeps the fans on the edge for the whole season and then through the finals.
And finally, before we go, what message do you have for fans who are excited for the new season of Over the Black Dot?
Oh, just to tune in. You know, we love all the support and all the messages we get on social media, and even fans that when I'm, you know, just up and about doing me day-to-day work, you know, mentioning the show and what we talked about or what they liked or just some topics. You know, I just think to, yeah, just to tune in every week, give us your feedback, and hopefully we can put on a really good show and performance for you, for everyone this year.
Perfect. And Over the Black Dot airs weekly from Tuesday the 4th of March at 9:30 p.m. on NITV and SBS On Demand. And thanks so much, Bo, for coming on NITV Radio for a yarn, and all the best with the new season of the show as well.
Thanks, Luana. Have a good one.